Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is an Intel Studios production.
Hey! A word nearly came out. I was going to say, hey everybody, and then a little bit of air came into my throat.
Was that actually a burp?
It was a very tiny burp. Yeah. Hey everybody, you all right? We're back.
God, I'm genuinely excited.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know why. This time more than ever, I missed it.
It feels like we've been off for months.
But we haven't. It was only about 3 weeks.
Yeah, oh yeah, it was all of Easter, wasn't it?
Yeah.
3 weeks is quite a long time.
It is a long time.
I guess, so sorry about that, folks.
And also, I like doing this with you.
Yes, I know it's like...
I know it's weird, because I've been with you for the last couple of hours.
Yes.
But doing this particularly is nice.
I totally agree. It's like a funny little reconnect or something, isn't
it? That's exactly how I feel.
And it's outside of the like the normal world.
Yes.
Something about that.
Yes.
That it's pretend.
It's not pretend.
It's not pretend. Literally pretend. But
so welcome.
To
Making the Cut. So this is our podcast. I'm Davina McCall.
I'm Michael Douglas. Not that one.
Not that one. We've got something funny
to say about that. Yeah.
And we basically are here to recommend things often that you, our listeners, have recommended to us that we have tried or listened to and we want to share, or things that we have experienced and that we think that you need in your life.
Yeah.
And that's it, really.
Can I just say that, because a lot of people ask me quite a lot, they say, what's the best thing you've recommended, or what's been the best thing that's been recommended? Well, I know what mine is, so I don't know if you I'm not going to put you
I'm
on the spot.
I'm just moving my stool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put you on the spot right now, but you're going to have a little think about it. But you recommended... You recommended the tile.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the tile, as if you've listened to previous episodes, you'll know, is this little kind of... seeking device that you stick to your goods. So I've got a keyring tile, I've got a tile stuck to my AirPods, I've got a tile in my wallet, and I've got a tile in my bag, and then I've got a few others which I don't know where to put yet. But there isn't a day goes by, yes, I need to find out where you are. There isn't a day goes by where I don't use it. And I reckon, without a doubt, it saved me 2 hours a week of looking for stuff.
And money, because you would potentially have bought another set of AirPods if you hadn't found... You can't live without AirPods.
No, I love them.
So even though they would be lost somewhere in your house, if they were lost for more than a fortnight, you'd be like, I have to buy another pair. I've got to buy another pair.
Which is £260 or something crazy. So, but the keys and the wallet, the amount of time I spend looking for both those things...
I'm so pleased.
Like I said, there isn't a day goes by where I don't thank... whoever it is for inventing the tile and for you to talk about them, because they are superb at finding stuff. And the other thing, I did actually stick a tile to my phone, because I thought, well, I might lose the phone. But then I realised you find your items through the phone. You find them through an app.
Right.
So if you've lost your phone...
You're stuffed. Okay.
Then I realised that if you press on the tile, it finds your phone for you. Makes your phone make a noise.
No.
So you don't need to have a tile on your phone. The app will do it for you. Oh. So you press the button on the tile so that if I find my AirPods, but I can't find my phone.
Which is much quicker than find my phone, because you have to log in, look at your thing, blah, blah, blah.
Press the button and your phone goes... It's like, oh my God, there's my phone.
That is really good.
This is not an ad, by the way. It's just like an absolute... If nothing else came of this podcast but my introduction to tile, bingo.
Nothing on this... We'll tell you if something's an ad.
Yes, we will. Yeah. This is our first sponsored episode, by the way. There might be adverts on this episode we don't know of yet.
Very excited.
Yeah. So let's hope they're like appropriate products they're advertising around
this
episode.
We'll take anything, let's be frank.
Yes. Okay.
The other thing, I do know what my product is.
Oh, yeah.
You know what my product is.
And did I recommend it, or was it one of yours, or was it a listener recommendation?
It was a listener.
Was it?
Yep.
Ooh, I don't know.
It's a kitchen product.
Oh, the Xylus. Yeah. The Xylus chopper.
The Xylus manual chopper.
With the string.
Is the greatest thing. I use it every single time I cook. That and your knives from Wilko.
Oh, my God. How good are they?
They are so good. And the sharpener. I sharpen the knives all the time.
Yeah.
The knives are super sharp. They're from Wilko and they cost next to nothing. Mm. And I use my manual chopper, which every time I use it, I want to show off to whoever is around.
Look at this.
See this? This is Swede. It's a very, very tough root vegetable. Look at how tiny it goes. So, yes.
It is good. And just in the interests of fairness to other Xylus products, their mandolin. Is that a mandolin?
I think it is, yeah.
A slicer thing.
Yeah, it's a mandolin.
It's brilliant. So, okay, well, good. And we should do this every year. We should pull out our favourites. Yeah.
Do you know who we need to help us with that? Entail curate the collections for us, but also Janine.
Yes.
Janine, one of our super fans, is listening, and she is writing down everything we have ever recommended, and we forget very quickly. And she knows everything, so we could get all of that information from her and go through our favourites and do a favourite show.
Absolutely, do a favourite show. We need to build the website.
No, but wait. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Today I was thinking I want to do an awards show.
Oh.
We could do a Making the Cut Consumer Awards show.
God, we could take over from Witch, or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Is it Witch?
Witch what? Who?
You know, Witch with a question mark.
No, I'm joking. It is. It's
like a really weird name for it now. Like, it's witchy.
It is Witch with a question mark. Okay. You're right.
We could be like a budget witch.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. I really like the idea. Yeah.
I think an awards ceremony... And you know how they normally do them at the Dorchester?
Yeah.
We could do them at
a
travel tavern.
Yeah. The Hilton in Watford.
Yes.
Yeah.
And have a carvery.
Ooh.
Oh!
When was the last time you had a carvery?
So long ago, I can't even remember. Let's go.
I don't understand why there isn't a mid-market, middle-class gastropub carvery. They're always at Toby Jones.
Does anybody know of one?
I don't know. I don't understand why Soho House doesn't do one or something like that. You just go and get a slice of everything.
Yes. God, that would be so good, wouldn't it?
A posh carvery.
Yes.
But not too expensive.
No.
I love a carvery.
I've said the magic word, haven't I?
What?
Carvery.
Carvery. Which? Carvery. Well, I will start because I watched a film without you not long ago.
Slightly breaks my heart.
Yes, I know, but it gives me a chance to tell you something that you don't know.
Oh, okay, enjoy it.
I did it for that reason. Now, it was a Sunday afternoon, weather was rubbish, me and the kids were bored. Obviously, there's nothing to do, you can't go bowling or ice skating or anything. So I just thought, well, I want a funny, kind of humorous Sunday afternoon movie. So I went through Netflix and found something called The Switch.
I would like you to be the first to know I'm having a baby.
You're pregnant?
Not yet, but I'm working on it.
A party for insemination?
Only Cassie would do it like this.
I'm Roland, the donor.
I'm Cassie's best friend.
Ah, that's okay.
And what's wrong with my sperm, by the way?
You're a little neurotic.
You had your window with Cassie and you doomed it. She put you in the friend zone.
Yep.
And The Switch is Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman, I love him!
Right?
Yes.
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, what?
Jeff Goldblum.
What?
Juliette Lewis.
Oh my God, are you serious?
I'm totally serious. It was. I thought, well, I mean, what's not to like? Jason Bateman's brilliant. I love Jennifer Aniston in all the movies.
Yeah, she's great. Along came Polly and all of that stuff. Yeah, no, she's fantastic. Yes. But I would imagine Jason Bateman and Jennifer Aniston together would be fantastic.
Yes, very good. Now, first of all, it rates quite low, 6.1.
That's low for you.
It is, but it's only an hour and 40. So I will go below 7 as long as it's under 2 hours. Right. That's the rules.
Right.
So it is low, but I was at a low ebb.
Right, you would have taken anything at this point, really.
And I thought, well, I like these two, so we'll give it a go. So The Switch, you might be thinking, ooh, what switch is? What happens, right? So these are two best friends.
No spoilers.
I'm going to tell you exactly what you see in the trailer.
Okay.
So, they're best friends. He... I think he's called Wally. Let me find out the names just so you've got them. Yeah, so Jason Bateman's called Wally and Jennifer Aniston's called Cassie. They're old friends, been mates for ages, but never really got it together.
Yeah.
Wally is slightly in love with Cassie, but they're such good friends.
Yeah.
it's difficult and they can't seem to get past it. Jennifer Aniston, or Cassie, is reaching a certain age and she's desperate to have a baby but can't find anybody that she loves.
Right.
Which I can't help feeling might be close to her actual life.
Right.
You know, that's yes. She's always playing these roles where she's looking for a partner and then to have kids or whatever.
I wonder if she's attracted to those parts because they reflect something in her.
I don't know. I'm fascinated by her anyway, I think. Because what's she now, in her 50s?
And she's so gorgeous.
Exactly.
But I think she's very happy. Well, it was interesting because when I was single, people were always trying to kind of matchmake me off or say, you know, well, it's all right, you'll meet somebody. And I used to think, I'm actually quite happy.
Yeah. Well, it's not good enough. You need to be with somebody.
Yes.
So anyway, so this goes along. So she decides to have a baby through artificial insemination and find a sperm donor.
Right.
But obviously she doesn't ask him, you know, they're friends, it would be weird, right? Yes. So she finds a really handsome sperm donor.
Yeah.
He's married and everything, but he's just happy to give his sperm away. So they have a ceremony, like a big party, which is the insemination party. So the guy
That's so American.
Yeah, exactly, right? So there's lots of cringy things about it. But then the guy goes into the toilet to put his sperm into
semen.
Into a jar, and then he leaves it on the bathroom side, and then goes off and goes back to the party.
She gets
and
the Jennifer turkey Aniston, baster.
You know, gets turkey baster and
Jason
does the job.
Goes and switches it.
Jason Bateman goes in there after dropping a pill and feeling a bit woozy, and knocks over the sperm.
Oh!
And knocks it down the toilet.
Oh!
And then thinks, oh God, what am I going to do now? And then 7 years pass, and Jennifer Aniston and her 7-year-old son appear, and then the film kind of starts. If you
okay,
like,
don't tell me anymore.
Yeah,
this sounds amazing.
Yeah, it is really, really
is
good.
Is it funny?
I mean, I laughed out loud. I would say 7 or 8 times.
Oh wow! Okay.
So I think that's great.
Did the boys like it?
The boys really enjoyed it,
yes. Did they?
And like, okay. It was just like something to chew on, really.
So good for Chester.
Very good for Chester. I'd written down here 12 plus, as in if you've got kids. So it's a 12A, so yes. What I like about the film, that it poses lots of questions for young people, which is, what is going on? Why isn't she having a baby? Why has he put his bits and pieces in her cup? What does she do with that? Like, there's loads of things that kids would ask. So I feel like it's quite a good family movie to open, especially if you've got kids around 10, 11, something like that, that might want to know a bit about, you know, how or what are the different ways of people to have babies and what's going on there. And, of course, it's very funny as well. And then there's a very dramatic final scene. No, but I mean, it's right up there with Four Weddings and a Funeral all the rest of it. You know, it's a moment where you go, oh, God, I'd highly recommend it. An hour and 41 minutes long, which is nothing. It was made in 2010. But it doesn't feel old or anything
so
like
funny.
That.
That's so funny.
But it was a film that literally just passed me by. I never
me too. I've
heard
never
of
even
it,
heard
seen of it.
It.
But the cast is fantastic. Jeff Goldblum's brilliant in it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, Jason Bateman.
And I really like Patrick Wilson as well. He's very funny.
He's the sperm donor.
Oh.
In inverted commas. It's funny and there's plenty of good lines in it, but I'd highly recommend it.
Okay,
if you've got,
great.
You know, an afternoon to kill.
Thank you very
go
much.
For it. It's called The Switch.
I'm going to do a recommendation with a mini recommendation, which my Auntie Becca, who I'm going to give a shout out to Auntie Becca because my mum cares for my dad who's got Alzheimer's and my Auntie Becca cares for both of them. And she's incredibly kind and loving.
She is very, very lovely. Yeah. Like instantly friendly, suspiciously friendly.
Suspiciously friendly. So she recommended this product and it is for any glass-wearing, mask-wearing people out there who, when you put your mask on immediately, and I get really, really annoyed by this because I have to wear reading glasses for certain things. And if you put your glasses over your mask on your nose, it just instantly fogs up. Well, this is just called No Fog, and they are super anti-fog wet tissues, and they're ideal for all kinds of lenses. So you wipe down your lenses with the No Fog inside and out, and Bob's your uncle, they do not fog up. So that is my first one.
I wonder how that works.
It's very, very clever.
And I wonder if it would work on the inside of a diver's mask or something like that. You'd think so,
Absolutely, because it works on all kinds of lenses.
All kinds of lenses.
Yeah. Because you can get the nose fog spray for the inside of divers' masks.
Okay, I'm really looking forward to trying these out. What we need to do is go somewhere hot and sunny with a beach.
Yeah, hot and sunny,
someone serving drinks on the beach and stuff like that. And
great.
Go snorkelling.
Yes.
And see whether it steams up or not. I think that would be an effective test.
I think we should do that as soon as possible.
Does anybody want to come?
So the next thing I wanted to talk about is... I think this was from Sozzlepots. So my best friend is called Sarah, and she told me about this website called Bandolier. Now, it's actually pronounced Bandolier,
Bandolier.
It's Bandolier in English. Bandolier.
Okay, very nice.
But it's actually an American website, and I haven't quite figured out how to get it to an English website, you know, so you can kind of pay in pounds.
Okay.
But so everything on here is in American. But this website really floated my boat.
Well, I know that because I've been trying to get your attention for the last 45 minutes and you have been buried in this website.
And like, also, not only buried in this website, but all the time going, ooh, oh my God, oh, what? So Bandolier basically takes phone accessories and AirPod accessories to the next level. And I think that phones have become so big, and I know that you've got the mini version.
I got the 12 mini, Apple phone. I should talk about that, actually.
They are cumbersome. They're quite big to carry in a handbag.
Yes.
And actually, nowadays, today I went out, and all I went out with was my bank card and my phone. But I had to have a receptacle to carry it in.
Yeah.
And so I kind of wore a bum bag, but it's old fashioned, a fanny pack.
Yes.
It feels old fashioned. Anyway, I have found, Sarah's found, this website, and this has got the best. So you can shop by phone size.
Yep.
So it's got all the different iPhones on there. It's got all the different Samsung phones, and you can shop by style. So there is a cross-body phone.
Mm-hmm.
So basically the idea is it goes across your body. It's got a thin leather strap.
Mm-hmm.
And then your phone goes in a lovely leather case. And there is also in the leather case a kind of extra pouch for you to put your card in. Either you can have a little kind of pocket for your card.
Yeah.
Or you can just have a pocket where the... A flap where you kind of unpop it. But it is on a popper, so it isn't something where somebody can just slide your card out of your flap.
It looks a bit like a weed bag,
doesn't it? It looks like a roadman's bag,
if you were on a mountain bike.
I mean, this strap here
completely
got me very excited.
Yeah.
So this strap is for an iPhone, and it's got a zip, a huge thing, a thing for glasses, a purse. But they have got they've thought of everything.
Mm.
And it's like a handbag attached to this beautiful thing that carries your phone. It's just such a clever, it feels modern, it feels fresh. They've got them in all different types of colours.
Mm-hmm.
I found earlier, so they've got an AirPod pouch collection. And this AirPod pouch then attaches to your across-the-body iPhone holder.
Mm-hmm.
And I found an AirPod pouch which was leopard print, which then attaches to your leopard print crossbody. I mean, please.
Ooh.
If that wasn't made for me, I don't know what is.
And is that on a gold chain as well?
Yes! That's everything you need right there in an accessory.
For $38, which is what, like 29
yeah, but that's
quid
only,
or 30
that's
quid?
Only for your iPad. I mean, your AirPod.
That's just the AirPod.
That's just it. But it's $38.
Yeah, yeah.
So how much is that?
Probably 30 quid? I would have thought.
Yeah. I mean, look. It's quite spenny. Like maybe one of the iPhone holders is £90.
It's a very good gift.
But also for teenagers, for birthdays, I know 90 quid's a lot of money, but if it's your own child, you might do it. If they're going out clubbing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
No girl, the handbag has been historically an absolute pain in the ass to take out nightclubbing.
Well, that's why men don't have them.
And you know, you're dancing around. I mean, I literally did dance around my handbag. This is the most amazing, lightweight solution to that. But I would wear it all the time.
I think it's very, very good. And what I would say is, when I say it's a good gift, I think if it's anybody's birthday coming up...
Definitely go to this
site. Especially husbands, if you're looking for something. Because it can be really difficult, especially when you've been with somebody a long, long time,
yes,
to find
what can you get?
A gift. This looks very good.
It ticks every box, and it's really, really fun. And the more you delve, the deeper you delve.
What is that?
Shut
a
up.
Faux fur.
Nora faux fur. Cross. So this is a strap that goes over a girl's room. It's black fake fur. It looks fabulous. But I mean, you know, I can't stress enough. I can't find the words to describe it enough and how brilliant it looks, but it's really, really brilliant.
Which one are you going to buy, this leopard print one?
I think the leopard print. Okay. I'm going to buy the leopard print. I love it so much.
Okay.
I love it.
Couldn't wear it.
Couldn't wear it.
Bandolierstyle.com is the website, so go and have a little look on that, folks. And, I mean, it's not your birthday till October,
no. So
but I can't get you to not buy anything and October.
Yes, you can.
Really?
Yeah. I've forgotten.
You'd forgotten that it was your birthday?
No, I've forgotten about it.
Oh, great. Consider it done.
Amazing.
If somebody could remind me to buy this for her birthday in October, that would be very helpful. So if you just send a message to Making the Cut round about the October time, I'd be delighted. Which brings me on nicely to Dolls House Mania, which is something talked about not long ago.
I'm obsessed
and
by
they
these
messaged
guys.
Me and
no.
said, they messaged me. On MD London.
No.
Not on Making the Cut.
Stop it.
I think that's what they did. And they sent me some things.
No.
Yeah, so I'm going to bring them next time I see you. But they sent me it's like a dream gift for me. If somebody said, this is what you want, I would go, yeah, how did you know that?
No, seriously.
And it's a cordless soldering iron, right?
Stop it.
Yeah. With solder and everything.
What?
Put some batteries in it, heats up, and you can melt the solder so you can glue things together, essentially. You know, like tiny little things you could glue together
with solder.
But you know,
in our house,
yeah,
that we are going to share at some point.
Yeah, at some point.
In the future.
We are going to have...
We're going to make a doll's house together.
I can't wait
for
to design
all the kids that we'll be visiting.
Yeah.
All my cousins' kids.
I don't care about those kids. I just want to play.
No, for us, really. Yeah. I mean, honestly,
because one of my favourite sites, I've talked about this before, is the Mini Bottom Flat site, which is this guy who's building a bottle. He's building a model of the bottom flat that Rick Mayall and Aid Edmondson shared in Bottom. And it's so good. I think it's just called Mini Bottom Flat. But he says every day, you know, he's got a 3D printer moving and he's making a cooker or he's doing something, but he's always welding stuff or fixing fiddly things together. And it's a tiny little miniature flat. I absolutely love it as a little piece of escape.
What's it called?
Mini Bottom Flat.
Mini Bottom.
Yeah, Mini Bottom Flat on Instagram. And he's just been slowly doing it. But that's where I got those Try Chekhov picture ideas from.
Oh, yeah. Because
there's one in the bottom flat.
Oh, wow.
And he's made a Mini Bottom Flat
Try
Chekhov picture. And I thought, I must get some prints of those. Anyway, go and have a look at that. But dollshousemania.co.uk, they have sent me a soldering iron. They sent me a mini glue gun as well for... doing little bits of hot glue. And then they sent me this really good thing, which is a big magnifying glass with these two little clip-on arms where you can clip on like a tiny chair or something as you were painting it. So it's all stuff to help you develop your model-making skills. And then they sent me lots of magazines and, like, how-to brochures and stuff like that. But I'll bring them on when you can have a look. I would love to design a doll's house.
Yeah, let's do it.
But like a modern one, would you think? Yeah, like something.
But they sell everything. They sell whole kits of, like, houses. We talked about this before.
Well, great.
This is not an advert, but they did send you that stuff.
They sent me that stuff.
But we had already recommended them.
We'd already recommended them. But what they have done is, if anybody's interested in buying anything from dollshousemania.co.uk, if you put in Making the Cut as a discount code, you'll get a 10% discount and everything.
Oh, that's really kind.
Yes, and they don't have an Instagram page yet.
They're missing a trick.
Yes, they're trying to get one off the ground.
Okay, good.
But most of the people who want to build dolls' houses aren't necessarily on Instagram.
Mm.
They go to websites like old school.
But what we want to do with Dolls House Mania is we want to get them to a broader market.
Yes.
Not just people, because I wouldn't normally build a doll's house.
Mm.
But I think if I saw a lot of it
on Instagram,
it would make me want to.
It's a great little hobby, isn't it? And it's a great way of visualising what you would
hobby.
Like. Things to look like. I mean, the idea that you could decorate a mini version of your room to see whether it would work or not, and then go, oh yeah, I'm going to do this in my living room.
So good.
You play around with it. You'd be this, well, I've got the interior design round. Really? Oh yeah, for the doll's house. Yeah. Oh, okay. I love that idea. So yes, good work, Mini Doll's House, and thanks for the discount code.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Very quickly.
Yes.
Have I talked about Nando's garlic sauce before on the podcast?
I don't think you have.
I mean, it's my new favourite condiment.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Do you know who'll love this?
Go on.
Jester.
Garlic Nando's.
Oh my God, he's obsessed with garlic.
Yeah, oh well. Look, I love Nando's and I love Peri Peri Medium. I love the Peri Peri Hot. I love the Lemon and Herb. I love all of them, right? Mm. I put it on my chips. I put it on the sweet corn. I put it on the chicken.
You put it everywhere.
Everywhere. Mm. And then I stumbled across Peri Peri Garlic, it's called. And what I would say is it's like a medium to hot spice.
Yes.
With a bunch of garlic in it.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It goes in everything at the moment.
It's what do you put it on?
So
do you put it in food?
In a stir fry. So I'm doing the stir fry, yes. Soy sauce, the oyster sauce, and a quick teaspoon of the garlic sauce in there.
Oh, only a teaspoon?
Boom, just a teaspoon, because, yeah. It's got a kick to it.
Oh, really?
You know, putting some chicken in the oven, just cover the chicken with it. A bit of steak. We're going to have steak later. A bit of steak just on the side. To dip
have you
it
got
in.
Some here?
Got some here.
Well done.
I've got it everywhere.
Well,
I do not leave home without
Condiment King.
It is so good. So anyway, I just wanted to recommend it to people. If you were a bit bored of your food, like everybody gets really bored of their cooking, don't they? And you just need something to throw in there to go bing. Oh, Nando's garlic sauce.
Bolognese?
Definitely in the bolognese.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Like in everything.
Okay.
Anything saucy, put it in.
Done.
So that's that. And then one other thing, we did talk about My Fitness Pal.
Yeah.
A while back. And we both signed up to it.
Yeah.
And then I realised it gave you a month's free. And then I never used it for that month of free.
I've never used it.
But it was only I got a notification from Apple saying, you have now been charged $49.99 for the year. And I was like, what am I paying $49.99 for? So I had a quick look and it turns out that I'd now fully subscribed to My Fitness Pal. And I thought, bloody hell, the free month I didn't use and now I'm paying for it.
No.
I started using it. So I thought, well, I'm going to get my money's worth. I'm going to give it a right good crack. So I am currently 59 kilos.
Yes.
Which is not very heavy, right? And I would like to be 64 kilos.
Significantly more than you.
How many kilos? You must be 64 kilos.
I'm 62.
62?
And a half.
Okay.
62.9.
Not 64, I take that back.
That's okay.
You look you look like 53.
I don't mind.
Yeah. So I...
It's not going to be one of those things.
No, I know
where
it's
in
not.
2 hours later,
you'll still
I look
be...
at you and I go, I can't believe you said that.
Yeah, Hannah.
God.
Yeah, some women never forget
I know.
These things. But you're not one of them.
I am not one of them.
I know you're not. So I thought I'm going to input all the data. So I'm 57 kilos. I want to be 64 kilos. I think I'm 59. I think I worked it out.
Yes.
And then it basically says...
That's a lot of weight.
Yeah, I've got to put on like nearly 5 kilos.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been able to do it before. I've never been 10 stone. That was the dream.
Okay.
To hit 10 stone. So, what I like about MyFitnessPal is the database of food in there is astronomical. I don't know if you've played around with it or not yet. But let's say, for instance, you get a stir...
It takes a long time.
Well, weirdly, it's not as long as you think. Because let's say you get a stir fry from Sainsbury's.
Yes.
And you get Sainsbury's pre-cooked noodles.
Yes.
The edamame stir fry.
Yeah.
And then a piece of salmon. You can just type in Sainsbury's salmon and it'll say one piece, 215 calories, blah, blah, blah. All the information's there and you just add it. Like, everything is in the database of MyFitnessPal.
Okay, but what happens if it's not...
It is. I've never put anything in there that's not in there.
I put something in there. Megan Rossi's Bio-Me cereal. It's not in there.
Really?
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to have a little look at that. But you know you can put it in there and then it's in there for everybody.
But I don't know how many calories is it?
It's all on the box.
Oh, it's on the box.
Yeah, so you just go
and
one serving.
And then it's in there for everybody.
And it's in there for everybody.
Okay, so I've got to do that
As a duty.
As a duty to the nation.
So anyway, it's very good. So, but I have to eat 2,680 calories a day.
It's a lot.
And I thought, oh, I'll do that easy. Oh my God, at the end of each day, it just says, in 5 weeks' time, you'll be 59.1 kilos.
What?
If I carried on eating what I ate today.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like, because every day it says, if you ate what you ate today every day, you would be 63 kilos in 5 weeks' time, or whatever it is. You know, it tells you every day whether you hit your target or not, and whether what you'll be in 5 weeks' time.
Right.
So it's really quite interesting. If you're losing weight, it's very motivational, because you'd say, oh, you know, you're not going to lose weight if you keep on eating like that. Fatty.
And you have to put in all your snacks and everything.
Everything, yeah. Everything. So a glass of Vimto, you know, it's like a glass of Vimto, 200 mils, dunk. But it's already in there. Somebody's put all that in, so it's quite funny. But my God, it's so hard to hit my goal. And I've been on a job today where they didn't provide lunch.
That is bad.
And in the back of my mind all day, it's like, okay, I need to eat a big lunch. And somebody says, oh, we're going to skip lunch today. I'm like, are you nuts? So all I got
also,
was nuts.
Also, like, nobody should skip lunch.
It's not healthy, right?
Unless you're fasting, I guess. Yeah. Some people do that.
So I've got to say, really enjoying my fitness pal, because it makes me very conscious of what I'm eating in a good way. And also, you input all the data on exercise. So I've got these routines that are already pre-programmed in. I tell them which days I'm doing them, and then it adds it all up and gives you a rough idea of what you're doing.
Well, well
do.
Done for using it.
Yeah, I'm really, really enjoying it.
And
you
have to
good.
Keep us posted with your weight gain.
Yes, I bought some scales from Argos there in my bathroom. I've not had scales for as long as I can remember.
But tell everybody what kind of scales they are.
They're the old school scales that you stand on and the dial goes round.
I mean,
they're not
they're
the digital
so
ones.
Inaccurate.
Yeah, they probably are, aren't they? But I don't know. Like every time you stand
on
the scales,
did you like the sort of nostalgia of them?
Yeah, they look like a proper medical piece of equipment. Yeah, they were only $9.99. So. I doubt. I probably put a bag of grapes on there and it'll weigh 6 stone. Anyway, I might buy new scales. In fact, people, if there's anyone out there that can recommend me a good set of weighing scales,
then
maybe I'll buy them.
I know that Withings are supposed to be really good. They're like smart scales.
Oh, are they?
And they can tell body fat and everything.
I quite like the body fat mass index, or what was it? Body mass index. I'd quite like to know that. What you got?
Well, it's something we've both watched together, because unlike you... I don't go off and watch things. No, I'm joking.
You do?
I'm joking. This was so good because Chester, my son, he's 14. He recommended this to us, to watch all of us as a family. Mm-hmm. There was millions of us there.
You weren't keen?
Well, I've got to say, there's something about documentaries. I mean, Last Dance I came to really, really late. It's one of the greatest things I've ever seen. I don't know why I slightly kick back against documentaries. And it's not a genre that I love.
Yeah.
But at the end of it, I always think, God, I've really learned something.
Yes.
This is called Last Breath, and I learned about North Sea divers who risk life and limb to go down to extraordinary depths and work together. And all this kind of pressurising yourself, sort of living in those pressure...
Yes, I can't remember what they had a name.
Pressurisation tanks.
Yes.
And you have to sort of decompress or saturation tank.
Sat tank, yeah.
And you have to spend a certain amount of time in there. Months.
28 days.
Months.
Yeah.
A month.
Yeah.
Before you go down under the water. I mean,
when you come out. I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
I learnt a lot, so you don't get the bends, right? But it was just a very, very interesting, because they actually do get out of the sub and they do have to go and physically manually do work on
I know a saturation diver.
Do you?
Yeah, so he was a marine engineer, and you know, when he left college and university and all the rest of it, he got a job working on the missiles up in Scotland.
What's his name? Trident.
He's called Tony. He's got some amazing stories of being in those saturation suits and all the rest of it.
And also, you know, you're stuck there with people that you know...
Yeah.
You've got to get on with. Mm. You can't not get on with somebody when you're in a tiny tank for a month.
I have to say...
Imagine the fitness. How do you work out? Anyway.
One of the brilliant things about the documentary is the characters in it.
Yes.
Because they're not really normal people, are they? You wouldn't say. Especially the... I can't remember his name. The guy with the gap in his teeth. He has a really kind of a slightly awkward look of the world. But a very helpful one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and he himself says he's slightly devoid of feelings and they call him sort of the Iceman or something. Yeah. Anyway, it's got a 7.7 on IMDb and it's 1 hour 30 and it's rated a 12.
I can see why. It's quite tense, isn't it?
Yes. You know? But it's just about a deep sea diver and he's stranded just about. I mean, look at me diminishing what was happening to him. He's stranded. He's stranded on the seabed, and we're not giving anything away here. The premise is, and this is a true story, that he's stranded on the seabed with 5 minutes of oxygen. Now, when Chester said this to me, I'm like, well, then why are we watching it? Because, you know, we know, like, he's not going to make it. But it's just how the story unfolds.
Yeah,
you just have to see
edited.
What it's so well edited. There's a bit of talking heads in it, but I think the most incredible thing about it was the footage.
Yeah, there's some actual footage.
Some actual footage.
Of all of it, really, and then they've reconstructed a few chunky bits, I guess,
when
to get you from one scene to another.
When they got the shot of him lying there.
Yeah, okay.
It was amazing. Basically, he's got 5 minutes of oxygen with no hope of rescue.
Yes.
And this is how the story unfolds. And it is breathtaking and brilliant. And the characters are genius, so I can't recommend it high enough. And then I was quickly going to do another TV one.
Yes, well, just off the back of that it reminded me of Touching the Void. I don't know if anyone's seen that or not seen that, about the two climbers that climb a side of K2, I think, and disaster strikes. And it's, a mixture of talking heads, some reconstruction stuff. But that was the best documentary
really
I'd seen
that.
Like that. But this made me feel just like that, like slightly short of breath, anxious all the time.
I mean, I had to keep kind of getting up and walking around the living room because I just couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
You know, there was a storm, but it wasn't anything that we hadn't been through before. It's like you're thinking, oh no, the storm's coming. Now, something else that I've been watching with Chester, because we really like kind of bonding over telly, and he was a bit reticent about watching it, but this is something that many of our listeners have recommended to me. And I finally gave in and started watching. I love it.
Yeah.
It's called Lupin. It is a French drama. I'm watching it. For some reason, they've dubbed it with American accents. It's actually very well dubbed, but it took me the first half an hour of the first episode to get over it. I was annoyed about that. I would rather watch it in French with English subtitles because I am half French, so I understand French, so I don't really need the subtitles.
Yes, okay, good, yeah.
But it's inspired by Arsène Lupin. Arsène Lupin is basically a character who's created by Maurice Leblanc in 1905. He was a French novelist and he also wrote short stories.
Okay.
And he wrote a book, and the main character in the show is given a copy of this book when he's a young boy by his dad. And it's the story of a Senegalese man and his son. And basically his son spends his life trying to avenge his father's death.
Oh.
And he uses bits of the character, Arsène Lupin, in it. And Omar Sy is the lead actor. He is actually from Senegal, and he plays Arsène Diop, and he is absolutely brilliant.
Oh, really?
He's really great. And I can't recommend it high enough. It's really good fun. It's a 15, 7.5 on IMDb. I'm halfway through it. I'm really enjoying it.
Great.
I mean, somebody did say to me the other day, oh, I saw it, and I thought it was a bit simple, and it really made me feel stupid. But I think it's okay to enjoy simple drama. And actually, I don't think it is simple. I think that there's a lot of... It feels quite innovative and quite new, and it's coming at from the side of the criminal.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like a Robin Hood. He's a nice criminal, and we want him to win.
One of my favourite bits of that little review was the word Senegalese.
Did you like that?
God, what a great word that
is. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, and it just rolled out of your mouth.
Thank you.
You say it all the time.
Yeah, I do.
And I've been saying it in the back of my brain like 5 times to make sure I get it right. Senegalese.
Oh. It's good, isn't it?
It's a belter, yeah. Funny that with some words, isn't it? They just fit your mouth nicely. I have got a TV show to talk about. First of all, I want to mention two things. First of all, the iPhone 12 mini that I bought.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think in the end of the last episode, I was getting one, but I hadn't got it yet. So I've wanted a small phone for ages. I didn't realise that iPhone was starting to do a mini. So it's a little bit bigger than the old iPhone 5.
It looks so diddy now.
It's very dinky, but the cameras on it are exceptionally good.
So they're the same as the iPhone
12 Pro. But not Pro Max. I think the 12 Pro Max has got something else in it to do with the camera.
Right.
But the Pro Max is like a bloody iPad, right?
But this is still
it's
amazing.
It's great. But all I did want to say, I mean, it's an iPhone, so most people know what's going on with them. It's no different than anyone else's. It's quite small, which means you get less battery. So it is running out literally every day on me, round about the 5 o'clock mark, I would say.
My phone runs out on me every day.
Oh, does it?
Yes.
Well, my old phone, I had the 11 Pro, which was bigger than this, and I never really had a problem with it until later on, but this one's really starting
to... But you're probably not on your phone as much as I am. I'm terrible.
You cane it a bit, right? Yeah. I am on my phone quite a lot, but I was just to let people know that it is a really great phone. You can barely see it in my pocket, but the battery is like, whoop.
And you like it because it fits so nicely in your pocket.
I hate anything
you
in my
need
pockets.
One of those crossbody bags.
I do need some kind of man bag. And then cryptocurrency. I just wanted to tell you how I was doing with that because I was making money.
Are we retiring?
No, we're not at the moment. So I was told to invest in something called Superfarm. So I did.
Yay!
Oh, $2,000 down.
Oh God!
On Superfarm.
It's brutal.
Oh, but do you know what? I was up $2,000 one Saturday morning. I woke up one Saturday morning, got this notification, said Superfarm's gone like 60% rise. I was like, wow. So I had a look and I'd made $2,000. I was like, shall I sell? Shan't I sell? And then I thought, oh, I'm going to sell. Now, when I sell Superfarm, it goes back to being Bitcoin. So Superfarm is a cryptocurrency on its own that I now own a chunk of. And when I sell it, it sells back to Bitcoin. And then I would sell Bitcoin back to GDP and so on and so forth. So anyway, I didn't sell. I got greedy and I stayed in. And then the price plummeted. And it's now plummeted very low.
So your voice went really low then.
I would be a great voiceover artist.
You would be amazing.
I know. I used to enjoy doing voiceovers for the one show.
Please
just
tell everybody about your mistaken identity. It's funny.
So what was I talking about before we just...
You were talking about cryptocurrency.
Cryptocurrency, yes. So sit tight, folks. I'll keep you updated on my crypto experiences. But so far, I'm about... 40,
you're not a great advert for
it. I'm 40% down at the moment.
Bad.
But I'm expecting it to absolutely go through the roof at some point, please. So my agent gets an email from the Guardian G2, which is one of the supplements of the Guardian, and the editor there got in touch. Absolutely,
you know,
right?
Nice paper.
Rings my agent. He said, we'd love to interview Michael for a big piece, a big feature piece on him in the G2 magazine. What's he got going on? Is there anything that we could piggyback off the back of? We'd really love to do a big profile piece on him. And my agent sent it to me and said, this is good, isn't it? And I was like, wow, yeah, this is amazing. Like, the Guardian want to do a piece on me. And I was thinking, I haven't been on the TV that much, really. You know, a bit of This Morning and then my Instagram. And then I thought, oh, the podcast. You know, that probably does quite well. And maybe someone at the Guardian's listened to the podcast and all that jazz. And then I started to look through. He'd sent through some sample pieces of interviews that they'd done recently. Just to say, oh, you know, show these to Michael, let him know kind of how we handle things. And I had a look, and the first one was Tom Hanks. And the next one was Isabella Rossellini. And then the next one was Mariah Carey. And I thought, oh, hang on a second. So I rang my agent and I said, are you sure about this? Do you think? And she said, yeah, it's the Guardian. They know I'm not the Michael Douglas's agent. And I was like... Oh. So then I started to feel a bit nervous. So I rang your publicist, Jonathan, and said, what do you think of this? Do you know this guy, Charlie? And he went, yeah, I know Charlie at The Guardian. He said, I'll call him. And he called him back and he said, yeah, he wants the real Michael Douglas, not you. I was like, God almighty. I mean, I just wish I'd gone along with the whole thing.
I think they should have booked it. Can you imagine his face if you'd have walked in?
And he'd said, who are you? And I'd say, well, who are you? I'm Michael Douglas. I'm here to be interviewed by,
and do you think
by a proper journalist.
Do you think he would have gone through it?
Oh, it would have been great, wouldn't he? So what have you got coming up? Another episode of the podcast. And I've got an Instagram Live.
Making the cut.
It's amazing that The Guardian want to cover this stuff. Oh, my God. So I did send, I sent Ginny an email and I said, well, Ginny's my agent, you know, and I said, can you just send an email?
He was
email?
Very apologetic, I think,
he was,
Charlie, to be fair.
But I said, you know, journalism's not what it used to be, is it?
I quickly want to talk to you about jellies.
Please.
So,
edibles.
A while back, somebody sent us some Tasty Mates. Their website is tastymates.co.uk.
Great.
And Tasty Mates are basically vegan sweets. They were started by two guys called Nick and Joe. And they basically wanted, I love this idea.
Yeah.
They wanted to portray their mates in sweets. And one of the set of sweets is called... The Perfect Pair. It's like either it's about twins or someone with magnificent knockers.
Yeah.
But
or it's the
flavor. And another one is kind of a joke. Like they want to portray their friends.
Yeah.
The other one is the very funny one. The very funny one.
So it's
like a obviously a mate of theirs who's really hysterical. I really like that idea that it's kind of a personal touch.
So we
the
got
other
some.
Thing, Can I they try some? Are Well, this is what I said to you. I said, I am bringing them because they're actually really nice.
Yes.
And I'm going to bring them back to my house.
Mm-hmm.
They never made it.
What do you mean they never made it?
They never made it.
Why didn't they make it?
They made it into my mouth.
Really?
Yes.
You ate them all?
I did. Do you know why? Because they sent a flavour. Do you know what the flavour was?
Watermelon.
Salted caramel.
Ugh, horrible.
Oh, my God. It was so, so good. They are like melt in the mouth. They are the greatest.
They're gummies.
They're gummies, and they are the most delicious thing I've ever eaten. And they are 100% recyclable packaging.
Okay,
which is
very
really
good.
Rare.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
But they are absolutely steadfast in their kind of keenness to make it completely biodegradable. So they want to make it decompostable.
Yeah, yeah.
And
all good, basically.
And also, they donate some of their profits to Mind and Crisis.
And are they high in calories? Could I eat them and put on a lot of weight?
I'm not sure about the calories, but I would imagine because they are a sweet treat, I would say yes. But why don't you do some shout-outs and I will look into the calorie content for you.
So the first one was Louise Hobley. Now, you can follow Louise. It's Loopy1305, and she is the founder of Doll's House Mania. So as she's not got things there, but she's the one you need to pester about getting a an Instagrammer page. So go for that, Louise, please. So there's a message from Tina Lange, or Flangetta, and she's saying how much she loves the Ancient and Brave stuff since we talked about it.
I love it.
Marvellous.
I think you should take it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm already on that collagen protein powder you sent
good.
Me.
Good.
The Way We Live _ London have said, please check out my business. She makes these sinks, which I thought were really nice.
Oh, I've seen them.
Yeah.
They're fantastic.
It'd be nice, like in an outdoor,
they're very,
in
very
an outdoor
pretty.
Kitchen or something.
Very pretty.
They want to send us one.
Yeah, they're very, very pretty.
So
I thought that because they're decorative.
They're very
they're
nice.
They're painted.
Aren't they? Yes.
They're extremely unique looking.
Mm.
I haven't seen a sink or a basin like that anywhere.
Yeah.
TheWayWeLiveLondon.com and TheWayWeLive_ London
Is their Instagram page. So go and take a look at them. But thanks very much, The Way to Live. Heidi Plom. I always want to say Heidi Plom. It looks like porn. Plom. To me. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, both
of
you.
We went somewhere quite dark with that, suddenly.
She says she's got a good movie recommendation for us. For a Sunday afternoon, not the same as Peanut Butter Falcon, but there's elements of characters building a relationship and trust in the storyline. Palmer with Justin Timberlake, which I think we reviewed about four episodes back. But you're absolutely right. 7.3 on IMDb. It is a really good movie, and Justin Timberlake's fantastic in it. But thanks, Heidi, and it's nice to be able to...
I quickly wanted to talk about somebody that told us about their business, and they are from... So it was... Hang on, let me just get this right. It was Auntie Caroline, who is one of our listeners, and she wanted to tell us about her nephew and friend that had started a business because they'd been made redundant in lockdown. Caroline Wood, they started a business called loftleaf.co.uk, and they are at Loftleaf on Instagram. And basically, they started sort of building a few plants in their loft during lockdown, and they now sell them online. And they are really nice. They're very, very reasonable. They can give help and advice with plant care and customer service, and they are using all recyclable packaging, but plants really, really, really do make a difference to the home. And this is a really nice, this is a relation of a listener of ours, and it is a super nice business, and they do very, very reasonably priced plants.
The website is very nice as well.
Yeah,
they've got some nice little doodles on there and things like that. And
it's loftleaf.co.uk, really well, check them out.
I'm building a website at the moment, so I've become obsessed with websites.
And yeah, and there's
all of them.
They count.
Yes. But I loved the design of theirs. I thought it was very, very nice.
Okay, Michael.
Yep.
I now know how many per 100 grams. So let me just have a look, because is there 100 grams This annoys me.
138 grams.
Okay, so it's slightly more, but in 100 grams, there is 326. So I would say, yes, eat them. That's quite calorific.
That's calorific. Carbs, 80% carbs, no protein, bit of fibre.
Lots of sugar.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
52.8, yeah. Whatever that is.
It is amazing, isn't it, when you start dipping into food? Because what's interesting about the MyFitnessPal thing is it gives you a breakdown of everything you've eaten, all the different bits of fat, sugar, protein,
all that.
So at the end of it, it gives you a graph of all the things you've eaten. So one of the things that is very high in calories, which is pretty good, and full of protein, is walnuts. And I thought, great, 60 grams of walnuts a day. There's like a bunch of calories in them. But my God, the fat content in there is...
Oh, well, nuts.
I'm done. I'm completely done.
Yeah, nuts in general. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So, you know, I'm partial to a McDonald's, what is it? A sausage and egg McMuffin. My daily fat intake's done once I've had that at 9 o'clock in the morning.
God, really?
So if you chuck in the walnuts as well, the fat content is through the roof. So it is really interesting learning to balance all
these things. Can I tell
you
something? Yeah. I tried my first ever McDonald's chicken.
Select. Right.
Holy mother of God, it was amazing.
It's funny, you like the sweets, these tasty mates.
No, I know, but this is bad, what's happened to me. But I mean, I tried it because my daughter got five. I don't know if you've ever tried to eat five chicken selects. It's almost impossible.
Yeah, I know, me and the kids can pile through.
So she'd eaten three and she's like, I don't want any more. And she just plopped them. We were in the car.
Yeah.
And I'd got the kids McDonald's and I was like, no, I'm fine, I don't want anything. Then they were like, oh, we can't finish our... Yeah. Oh, chips. Oh, yes, I'll have just those. And then I end up eating two chicken selects, but I was expecting it to be revolting.
Yeah.
It was really good. This is why we only have McDonald's, you know, once a year.
What I do, you see at McDonald's, I get a Big Mac and three chicken selects and dip the chips. There's nothing in the chips.
Yeah.
But at least the selects, there's chicken in there, you know.
Yeah.
So that's how I roll.
They do feel like proper chicken.
Yeah. Well, thank God for that.
Yeah.
It's great to be back, everybody. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. I'm about to cook you a steak.
Oh, you're so...
We've got a fillet steak. We've got a Taste the Difference fillet steak.
Oh, Taste the Difference!
Yes. And you're going to have garlic sauce from Nando's on the side.
I'm so excited.
You don't want chips or anything. I'm doing
so
a baked
lucky.
Potato. And then we'll have some salad on the side. That'd be good.
That would be really nice. Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Oh, I'm so lucky.
I'll pop you a Coke Zero as well.
That's just become the perfect evening.
And we will see you next week.
It's good to be back, isn't it?
Yeah. I hope everybody's safe and well and fit and happy.
Yeah. And we're thinking about you all. Lots of love.
Bye.